Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. The Reverend Paul Landgraf is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Genesis chapters 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. Let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, years. Let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the heaven, above the earth, across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures, and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus. You've heard the story before, and there's so much that can be said. I remember the man writing the Concordia Commentary series for Genesis talked about how more was written about the creation accounts than many books of the Bible. Just the creation account. And we've obviously, in the past centuries, millennia, focused on God's speaking his words. And recently we've emphasized the historicity that this actually happened. These are natural days we're talking about. And the important thing, obviously, from that, we believe that God said, this is that. And he did certain things on certain days in a certain way. That didn't take millions of years. But it also didn't take a second. And people have had problems with that in the past. If God is so powerful, why did he wait 7 days? Well, if God's so powerful, why did he send his son? Let him die on the cross. We get a hint of creation throughout the whole of the New Testament, but especially the Gospel according to John, where he starts out sort of rewriting the creation account, saying, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And then that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." In the past few decades, I've noticed that there's emphasis also on more of the literary perspective of this account. And remember that back then they didn't have their study Bibles with an outline at the beginning. And often they relied on the beginning passages and verses, chapters sometimes of Scripture to say what's coming up. And we can see the deliberate nature of the plan, where the first 3 days sort of set the stage and the next 3 days fill it. In creation, but also in redemption. And that creation that was called to be very good eventually became very bad. And the first 11 chapters or so of Genesis show how bad it can get. But then God picks a man that's really old and promises a son. And then a couple of sons, but they fight, almost kill each other. And the family grows. And it doesn't grow with a lot of power. It doesn't grow and become ruler, or build great pyramids, build the Great Wall, China. It has a man. It gives birth to a man that at the age of, right about the young age of 33, dies on a cross. But he said that he died for all. He said that he paid the price. It is finished. That was paid. And because of him, we rest. Like God rested that last day. Not that he was tired, but there is a thing called rest. There is a thing called forgiveness of all your sins. When the pastor says that, it's real. When baptism happens, it's a little baby. If it's just a few drops of water, it's real. The Lord's Supper, a little bit of bread and wine, it's real. God saw all that he had made, all the ways he dishes out forgiveness of sins, and behold, it is very good. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the short-term team from Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Wichita Falls, Texas, serving in Peru. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.